and many songs. Well, we also have spoken word at this open mic, and Michelle Boulay has been a wonderful supporter of our open mics and writes some great pieces. Please give a big welcome to Michelle Boulay.
Really short, huh? Even shorter than, well, yeah, I'm afraid so, maybe by an inch or two. Okay, we're going to go from bad song to maybe slightly gruesome poem. Ooh, but anyway, yay. But I was listening to all the falderal on the radio today about Sotomayor, and I kept thinking, you know, if she were a man, would there be quite so much, you know, hoopla? I mean, I couldn't help but go through my head. And I know, yes, you know, we've come a long way, baby, but unfortunately, I think in some ways, there's a certain level of, some amount of misogyny that is still with us on personal and political levels, different parts of the world. Anyway, what had inspired this poem was a little excerpt I had seen years ago from the Boston Globe, written by Marion Lloyd, dated June 14th, 2004. Guatemala City. At a Judith in Guatemala City. Yeah. At a rate of more than one a day, the mutilated bodies of Guatemalan women are turning up on roadsides and in dumpsters. Some have been decapitated with butcher knives. Since January of 2002, 1,183 Guatemalan women have been murdered, many in unspeakable ways, and nobody knows why. Floating hearts. I wonder if they look at the faces as they chop their heads off. I wonder if they recognize their sisters, lovers, mothers. I wonder if there's a moment of surprise, an awakening from the walking nightmare of the killing frenzy, where sharks blindly chew on anything with the appropriate smell. The hatred which burns so hot and bright is nothing new, nothing more macabre than thousands of years of violence against the mystery of their wombs. Now, Joan thought she might have fooled them, bushwhacked them for a time. Renowned in 1429 as the insolent virgin, she slipped into a hero's shoes and leggings and sweated in armor to end the rotting mounds of bodies piling up in her backyard. Riding through the stink of rich men's wars, she heard the sweet voice of the monarchy's current god, guiding her through a hero's quest, greedily keeping her pure for himself. But they caught up with her after her work was done. Her ungrateful king saw her once more as a pawn, a woman, and a witch. Burning her as they were then justified to do, they were later shocked to see her heart intact, listing on the pile of hot ash, throbbing lightly through her own dust. A story tells of priests tossing the heart into the local river to drown it once and for all, only to watch it bobble high in the water, dancing with the current, beating in time with the moon. I'll never wonder that you'll chop my head off. I'll never roast alive in my armor. And we don't usually swim with sharks here in this latitude. But at times when the gift of our love sits crushed in your back pocket and your mouth fills with words about women, will you turn away to the dry desert of fear and look sideways over your shoulder at me, holding a rock in your hand? I find myself running at night in my dark, moonless dreams to the forested banks of the ever-running river, searching the current for a floating heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. One more hand for Michelle Boulay.